This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abayim. It's well known, the first pasuk in Parshas Toldos, Ve'ela Toldos Yitzchak ben Avraham, Avraham Hoyled es Yitzchak. These are the children of Yitzchak, the son of Avraham. And it doesn't tell you who his children are. Instead, it says Avraham gave birth to Yitzchak. So obviously, there are a few questions. If it says these are the children of Yitzchak, so tell us who the children are. Number two, once it says these are the children of Yitzchak ben Avraham, so we know Avraham is the father of Yitzchak, why does the Torah need to say it? So the Kapos Tamarim, who's the Maharam Chaviv, Rav Moshe ben Chaviv, quoted in the Sefer Divrei Yosef, he brings, based on the Rambam, that the Rambam's opinion is that in order to mekayim pru revu, it's not enough to have a boy and a girl. You have to have a boy and a girl. You have to have a child that's capable of propagating. If the child is a sris or an akar, the father's not mekayim pru revu. So like this. So long as Yitzchak was an akar, it was just Yitzchak ben Avraham. But Avraham is not accredited with the Leda of Pru Revu until Yitzchak has children. So the pasuk reads as follows: Ve'ela Toldos Yitzchak ben Avraham. Now that Yitzchak ben Avraham has children, then Avraham is accredited with the mitzvah Pru Revu. Avraham Hoyled es Yitzchak. So in other words, we're saying now that Yitzchak has children, now Avraham is credited with Pru Revu of having Yitzchak. That's Maram ben Chaviv, from the Sefer Divrei Yosef, quoted in the Sefer Panine Kadem. Have a good day, everyone. Join us tonight for an amazing shiur about Marakin Esroigim, which obviously is the main theme of Parshas Toldos, and it really is, actually. Okay. Have a good day, everyone. Kol tov. That's my trip, and that's my trick. Yeah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.